I'm Josh Cooperman, and this is Convo by Design. Fall has come, and I, for one, am absolutely thrilled. Fall in Southern California means the weather cools. Yes, it cools elsewhere in fall, but here it takes the edge of summer off, and the tourists have mostly gone home, which leaves the beaches completely empty, and it's a perfect time for a second, little cooler summer. It also means West Edge is coming. This will be our fifth year as a media partner and our fourth year hosting live conversations from the event. This year we have some special things planned, and we're really excited to share those with you, so I hope you can make it out October 19th through the 22nd at Santa Monica's Barker Hangar. As we prepared for the show this year, we found a conversation from last year that you haven't heard before on Convo by Design. This conversation is moderated by Veronica Miller of Modenas and features Beth DiTolo and Carolina Gentry of Pulp Design Studios, as well as Lori Gilder and Rebecca Reynolds of Kitchen Design Network. I enjoyed this conversation a great deal, and I'm happy to share it with you. This is reimagining the classics for modern living. This is all about influences and influencers of the past and creating on that success, breathing new life into classic work. This is part one of reimagining the classics for modern living. If you like what you hear, and I do hope that you do, please go to iTunes and off to the left, click subscribe. We would also appreciate it if you clicked on ratings and reviews and left a positive review for the show. It helps us rise in the rankings and get more exposure. It's greatly appreciated. Thank you. Convo by Design is presented by Snyder Diamond, our presenting sponsor since episode number one and always first with what's next in the kitchen and bath. They work tirelessly to provide designers and architects with the latest technology, design, styling, and functionality for the kitchen and bath. Also, you can provide your clients with the kitchen and bath of their dreams. It means that they understand service and provide the latest products from superior brands like those from Miele. Miele has been an independent, family-owned business since 1899, innovating and nurturing an impenetrable bond with designers and architects ever since. Refrigeration, wine conditioning, ranges, ovens, steamers, combo sets, elegant coffee machines, and the Ecoflex line of dishwashers, design and architecture, they're forms of art, and Miele provides the tools for you to do your best work. The latest technology and stunning good looks, performance, and durability. That's Miele. You can find Miele's full line of amazing kitchen appliances and superior Snyder Diamond service at all three Los Angeles area Snyder Diamond showrooms or shop online at snyderdiamond.com.
Veronica is the founder and CEO of Modenas and creative mind behind Blog Tour and Design Hounds. With decades of experience in marketing, as well as interior and kitchen and bath design, Veronica connects and consults with designers, bloggers, and brands around the U.S., and manages design tours to Europe and beyond for pros, bloggers, and design lovers. And I can tell you, those tours are fantastic, having experienced a couple of them personally. So I'll turn it over to you, Veronica, and I will give you your mic back, Lori.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming out. I have to ask you, is everybody here from California? How do you guys get any work done? What happens? You have to be in an office at some point, right? I don't understand that, because I certainly haven't done a thing since I got here. So if this sounds unprepared, you know, I'd like to say stick around for the cocktails, but we don't have cocktails after this, too. All right, well, it's going to be about reimagining the classics, making historical product influence in architecture and design relevant for the way we live today. But before I start into that, I wanted to tell you a little bit about what DXV is. DXV is the luxury brand by American standard that leans on 150 years of product design and decorative plumbing. They have group those designs into four categories. They're very proud of that history, and they've created four movements, classical, modern, golden era, modern, and contemporary collections. And the concept for DXV is to reimagine the classics but make them relevant for the way we live today. So we thought there was a much broader topic in here, which is why we decided to do this panel, and that is really talking about the challenges and opportunities that are presented when you're looking at homes that could be classically inspired, could be historical homes. you might have a great mid-century modern gem. How do you make that relevant for the way you live today and to make it yours, uniquely yours? Or, you know, or those 80s Ramblers that everybody loves to hate. There's a lot of great older homes out there. How do we make those relevant for our life today? And the reverse is true also. How do we take new construction and give that the character and soul that you need as either a homeowner or that you need for your client to really, really enjoy the life that they have in that space that's aesthetically inspiring, functional, and overall good? And to have that conversation, I am very, very happy to have four people that I've known for a really long time and that have influenced a lot of what I do in work. Some of us, we've known each other since we all started sort of in social media and in digital media years ago. So we have Carolina Gentry from Dallas and Beth Dottolo from Seattle. And the two are, despite their geographic distance, a design duo called Pulp Design Studios. And then we have Rebecca Reynolds. Hold the applause, guys. We have Rebecca Reynolds from Fairfield County, Connecticut. So she will be representing our East Coast opinions today. And Lori Gilder, LA's very own Lori Gilder. The two of them together work as the Kitchen Design Network as well as separately as interior designers. So Pulp Designs, tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
Yes, please. Thanks for the introduction, and thank you for having us and for being here. So we specialize in high-end residential. We do new constructions, we do renovations, we do all the way through to the furnishings. Our background is in hospitality and commercial design, but we ended up moving towards
the residential
market.
Especially when the economy was a little shaky in 2008, when a lot of commercial and hospitality people were not lending money for projects.
So what we found is that we were able to bring a value to the luxury market and kind of change the way people are living through our experience in commercial and hospitality and really kind of bring a value to that market. So we have a lot of fun doing really dynamic design and really personalized design for people.
And really thinking about the function of the home and furnishings for our clients and their lifestyles with children and pets and things like that.
Very quickly, with your distance from each other, when you have a project in Seattle, are you always involved in that project?
We operate as one big office.
Yeah.
We always meet on, we have a kickoff for every single project where we review the project, decide what the aesthetic of that particular project is going to be, and then we kick it off to our team. And then before we present it to the clients, we meet on it again, make sure it's what we want it to be. Tweak it if we have to, and then present it to the clients. Yeah. It doesn't matter whether it's in Dallas or Seattle, we always have our hands in it.
And we started working together, too. So mm-hmm. We started in the same city. We started working together in a large firm, commercial firm, and so our projects were never in the same city that we were. They were across the country. They were international. So
we were just used to it.
When I had the opportunity to move to Seattle, it was a natural kind of progression to just sort of, we knew how to work remotely. We knew how to work really well together.
Let's just open an office in Seattle. Why not?
When do you guys write the book on long-distance relationship? Because I want to know.
I wouldn't say it's for everyone. Well,
we do talk multiple times a day, so it's
we don't
not
miss
like,
each other.
We don't miss each other.
Rebecca.
My firm is based in Connecticut. I had a studio in New Canaan, Connecticut for many, many years. And again, talking about when the economy got tough, closed it, and now I just work out of an office. I mainly focus on kitchen, bed, and bath. And people will ask me why, and I just simply, those are the three rooms in the home that I think really care for people. Whether it's food, a bathroom that just, you know, is a haven at the end of the day, and the bedroom where, you know, we get sleep and rest. And so those are the three rooms that I just really love in a home, and I think it's also the three rooms that most people spend the most time in. So that's my focus. I do not act as a GC. I work with local contractors, so I do full-scale design projects, but I do not, you know, act as the GC. I just do the interiors and the planning and rendering and specifications. So it's It's been a really wonderful ride in kitchens. I'm a total foodie, so many of my designs are inspired by food, and I talk to people a lot about food and entertaining and how they live in their home. And my clients go all the way from never cooking to five children and the house is, you know, a madhouse. So my design, you know, really spans a lot of spectrums, I think, which is fun for me because the clients are so diverse. The homes are really diverse. The families are diverse. And that's been really fun for me. So I don't have a specific design style. I love to really get to know the client and really find out how they live, what they're looking for in this home to be. It could be a short term. A lot of people in my area are in and out of New York and Connecticut in 5 years, so they're very concerned with resale. So that often will shape my design, you know, in terms of a long-term investment or short-term. So people tend to maybe be a little safer with short-term design. So I really am all over the place in my design aesthetic and what I do for people.
Thanks. And Lori, LA girl.
LA girl. I've been here 25 years now, maybe.
She's not really. She's from Winnipeg. I know this for a fact.
I'm originally from Canada, and I'm still proud to be a Canadian. Thanks, Leanne.
Go Canada. We're all headed your way soon.
Getting the dumpster soon. I have been in LA for about 25 years practicing interior design, architectural design, really focusing in high-end residential renovations, additions, full guts, whole home remodels, all over the state, all over the country. I've had projects in Mexico, New Orleans, all over, a few other places that escape me at the moment. But primarily being in Los Angeles and in California, it's really sort of creating an indoor-outdoor vibe for most of my clients who have a certain lifestyle and really embrace the California way of life. And what really excites me is that, you know, living in a city like this or in a state like this, there's so many different architectural styles that you can have projects from a mid-century modern home to a Spanish revival to a ranch style that we were talking about earlier. So I think what it does for me, it really jazzes me when I have something really different and unique to look forward to try and create that soul and that environment for my client where the home takes on almost its own character. So to really function well for them, but also make them feel at the end of the day when they walk in as though, you know, something is embracing them, that it works the best as it can and it really speaks to them. And I just love to do what I do. It's great. And together, Rebecca and I have the Kitchen Design Network, and we sort of met in a designer cook-off, and we won that designer cook-off a few years ago at Dwell Show, and we really wanted to do something together and are now partnering up on some projects as well, which have been incredibly exciting.
Very fun.
So,
and all four of you have worked together with me. I'm the lucky one there, on the DXV design panel, and we'll talk about what the DXV design panel does in a little bit. But what was really exciting, we obviously wanted some of you who are familiar with DXV to be part of this conversation, but as it happened and as this sort of fell together, we realized that we were sort of circling the country in terms of design style. So we have Seattle, we've got Dallas, we've got New England and New York, and then we have the West Coast with LA sort of at the center. And I really like that for this particular conversation because there's different architectural styles to consider over the past, you know, 100 and 150 years. And so my first question to you really is, what are some of the challenges? What are you seeing in your specific areas? And if you want to kind of just go through your crescent over here and talk about Dallas, what is predominantly the style that you're looking at, and what are you trying to do to deliver modern livability in your projects?
In Dallas, we actually have a wide variety of different architectural styles and homes. We have some historical homes that are, you know, 150 years old, and where people are wanting to modernize things. Obviously, the homes are older, but you have restrictions because you can't, the city themselves won't let you do specific things. And then we also have homes that are new, but they have, you know, very elaborate or decorative architectural details inside, but the client wants modern furnishings and modern touches, you know, with technology and just in general, you know, more contemporary style furniture. So just kind of a mixture of things. And it's really just about listening to the client and figuring out, you know, how we can mix those things and make them, you know, what how they want to live and make it functional.
Yeah. And then in Seattle, we have a blend. We've got a lot of old, like more than 100-year-old homes that are Victorian or they're craftsman-style homes, and they need a lot of updating and they want to be modernized, but we also want to be able to preserve the history of the home and kind of preserve the integrity of it while bringing it up to today. And then in contrast, we have very stark modern, super modern, gigantic new builds. That, you know, in Seattle, surprisingly, people, you'd think with as much time as people need to spend indoors because it's raining, you'd think that the design would be really carefully thought through and really exciting and really warm, but everything's brown and gray and there's not really a lot of interest or care in the interiors for the majority of the homes there and for the majority of the clients. So our challenge is the people who, you know, want something fresh and want something new, they come to us for it. So we have to take these modern homes and we have to find ways to make them interesting and warm, and they want it to look collected and they want it to look lived in. So you know, we're finding that, you know, everything kind of converges. Whether it's new, we bring the old in, and whether it's old, we bring the new in. So it's kind of a fun and exciting time because that kind of is the new style, really. That's like very today is the mix.
An eclectic mix, yeah.
You had talked to me earlier about a project that you did in a coastal setting.
We have an old home that was built in the early 1900s, and it was a Victorian home, and it was built by an old shipyard manager in Seattle. So the home had a lot of history, and there's actually these photographs of the home being built, and there's this really creepy Victorian woman with like a child standing next to her, and it's like it looks like it's haunted. You know, the clients wanted to bring it up to today, so we needed to refresh it. We needed to take it, you know, almost down to the studs. But we wanted to preserve some of the history there. So there was this old banister that went up the stairs, and there was this old lighthouse light fixture that most people would probably say, get rid of it, it's hideous, because it was really quirky and weird. But we took it and we had it like bronzed and brass plated, and we did this really cool finish to it and really kind of modernized it. And then we added like modern fixtures, but that kind of had a little historical twist to them, but that were modern. All around it. And so, you know, the end product is something very interesting. It's something very specific to that client because it was completely customized for that project. So when someone asks me what's the style of that home, we don't really have an answer for that specifically. It's very today because it's so unique and it's so, you know, it was driven from the needs of that client, from the needs of the home, from the historical style, and then from, you know, wanting to bring it up to today. So it has this really kind of unique eclectic mix, which I think is very now, you know.
Very cool. And Rebecca, what's happening in your neck of the woods?
Well, you know, in Connecticut and the New York metro area, it's still very conservative, I have to say, although New Canaan is really known for some of its modern homes, specifically the Philip Johnson Glass House and, you know, the Harvard Five built, you know, modern homes there many, many years ago. So there's definitely an appreciation for modern design, very modern design, but it's not the norm. You know, we definitely have mostly traditional, classic New England style homes, shingle style, clapboard. And so I work primarily in New England, and many of my clients have homes in other places, so I've done a lot of work down south and out here in California. So I think because I have a range of clients from very young couples that, again, you know, their husbands are maybe working in the city, they're very young, they want something very, very different than, I have two clients right now that are 70. So my work is really all over the place, and I have to really adjust to their lifestyle, their age, the style of the home. But it's interesting. I do think that most people today are trying to do this mix of bringing a modern, clean aesthetic. It's almost like, it feels like everyone's kind of cleaning house. That's the only way I can, like, everyone has in their mind they're moving, even though they're not, but they just want a clean slate.
How do you make less clutter, less stuff? Your architecture in your area, how does it become modern? Do you really kind of strip it down and go in there with a modern kitchen, or do you fine tune that more?
I don't. Again, most of the homes are pretty traditional, and because people tend to be very concerned about resale, they do want to stay very classic and pretty traditional. That doesn't mean that the elements in the kitchen can't be streamlined, cleaner, more modern fixtures. It doesn't give a completely overall modern or contemporary feel, but there are elements that make it cleaner and less fussy. Less stuff on the counter, more cabinets that hold things as opposed to things being out all over the place, cleaner tile designs, cleaner lines in the fixtures. Whereas 5 years ago, we were doing many fixtures that were much more traditional and bridge faucets, and now we're going to much more streamlined, cleaner aesthetic. So even if the house is traditional, people are wanting to do that mix. But it's a rare client for me that wants to just take a traditional, classic, New England style home and just gut it and go all modern. It's very unusual.
So you're modern light.
I'm modern light. Yeah, I'm actually working on a home right now for a 70-year-old woman who is moving out of a very classic old shingle style house on the water in Greenwich, and they've given the house to AmeriCares actually, and her husband passed away, but this house had a lot of tradition in it, in that most of it wasn't hers. She was a third wife. Like, this house just had nothing of hers, so she's downsized to this home that on the exterior is very traditional, but this interior is all about her, and she's picking very modern things. So we're doing a very modern kitchen, but not so over the edge that it doesn't feel like it fits with the house. So in the kitchen, we have the wood floors in the kitchen. We're working with some wood and some paint and more modern tile designs and cleaner lines for most of the plumbing. So it's not so over the edge that you walk in the house and say, oh, this kitchen just totally doesn't belong in this house. So there's that mix, I think, and that line that you have to ride of making it feel right with the house. Recently we were talking with Mary Douglas Drysdale, and she was talking about how, she goes into a home, and when there's a kitchen in a home that just feels so out of context, she just like can't even think straight. She's just like, where did this come from? So, and I think that's just a personal decision. I mean, because some people are very comfortable doing that. And at the end of the day, when I walk out and turn the keys over to a client, it's not my kitchen, it's theirs. So if they feel comfortable having a modern kitchen in a old classic Nantucket shingle style home, that's what feels good for them. So I definitely don't go into a house and say, you have to have this, or we're going to do that. I just don't do that with my clients. I know a lot of designers do. It's not my style. I want people to feel really comfortable when I leave and turn the keys over to them. So there's a fine line to ride there.
And you guys, I like the example of the 70-year-old woman trying to pare down and actually benefiting from cleaner lines and more modern lines. But you also had a bit of the reverse, I understand, in a show house you did in Napa that had a young couple. You know, again, you can't pigeonhole people anymore.
No.
Right?
No.
Lori, you can speak to that.
And the young couple were newlyweds, met in boarding school on the East Coast, and they bought a beautiful little craftsman bungalow that we gutted the kitchen to create a space for them where they wanted to retain some sort of history to the house. We reimagined what that would be in today's life for them, being very, very young. And what we tried to incorporate, and I think we did successfully, is we created a very traditional environment that had very modern elements and design sensibilities, which catered to, you know, a modern contemporary lifestyle, because mm-hmm. contemporizing everything is current today. It's not necessarily trending, it's just current today. So it was current for their lifestyle, and we incorporated, you know, and that was a very traditional home in California, you know, and in Los Angeles, I do feel that there are really a lot of, at least in my client base, a lot of design savvy homeowners and clients who really have a sense of what they like. Some say I know what I don't like, but don't really know what I like. But I find that a lot of my clients really have a sense of style and are really willing to take a risk with me.
Comfort by Design is proud to be working with Vendôme Furniture. Their design culture is the key to their success. It's what pushes them to consistently create new collections that give spaces a new dimension. They create a dialogue between environment and form. Vendôme pieces can transform the simplest space into one filled with glamour that is both unique and extraordinary. And isn't that really what design is all about? Creating atmospheres where you can take hold of life and enjoy it to the fullest. Vendôme products are simple and elegant, contemporary and exceptionally comfortable. Their crafted, modern, durable, molded resin, glass, and metal designs are unique. They beg to be enjoyed. And now, you're going to start seeing them used and featured in Convo by Design videos, as well as set design, at some amazing design-focused events. Don't want to wait? I wouldn't either. You can find them in their showrooms at the D&D Building in New York, Wynwood in Miami, and their newest showroom at the Pacific Design Center in Los Angeles, or online at vendome.com.